All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, let's talk about those Chargers for a second.
Yeah.
Everyone expected them to release maybe three players. They only released one. Restructured the others. I haven't done anything for Keenan Allen yet. We'll see what happens with him. But let's just preach again. The salary cap isn't real. I mean, what?
And again, I'm not telling you you can't get in bad cap situations. The Giants were in one a couple of years ago. But you got to work really hard and be really irresponsible for a really long time to get there. I think the salary cap in the NFL is one of the biggest jokes in the entire sport. Kansas City magically opening up $21.6 million by redoing Mahomes' deal. Yeah, they'll pay the piper down the line, yeah. But it lets them keep Snead. The Chargers, the reports a week ago, there's just no way that they'll be able to keep Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. Cutscene, we're keeping them both.
Yeah, it's just funny because it's almost like teams are run by freshmen in college who are trying to pay seven different credit card bills. And you somehow find a way each month to say, okay, everybody happy? Good. See you in 30 days. Because you find money. Okay, what if we restructured this? What if I take it from here and move it from there?
I mean, case in point, the Giants have been on a spending spree, whether it's advisable, inadvisable. If they redo Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas's deal, they create almost $40 million in immediate cap. Now, that's not what I would do. I don't think there's any combination of players that could save my team. I'm making a point to you. Fans need to cool out here locally. Your team is run very responsibly. You are in no danger of losing anyone.
You have a surplus of cash. You and notice what you don't hear? You don't have to restructure anybody's deal in Detroit. You're sitting on cash, which is why I've been so just saying you need to go out there and spend some money. Don't be cheap. Be a big boy. Be a big boy.
Well, guys, free agency started. Well, the tampering period started on Monday at noon. And the rules are you are not supposed to be in contact with the player. You're only supposed to contact the player's agent. Or if they don't have an agent, you can then contact the player. Well, because of that, Atlanta and Philly is being investigated by the NFL for tampering. And here's why. Kirk Cousins did it for Atlanta. He spoke in his introductory press conference yesterday and said how he spoke to the team trainer. Well, sorry, sir, you're not supposed to do that. And Philadelphia is under investigation because Penn State head coach James Franklin said at a presser that Saquon Barkley, he talked about Saquon Barkley with Howie Roseman this week for a sales pitch, where you're not supposed to do that either.
Yeah, I don't care.
We all know this all
happens. This
happens,
is ridiculous.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan, and it's ridiculous. I don't care.
Here's the problem.
Legal tampering, and then you want to try to invoke a tampering rule. Just stop.
The problem is this. There's no repercussions. So I tamper. I get slapped on the wrist. Maybe I lose a seventh-round pick. Okay, worth it for a guy that probably wasn't going to make the team anyway. So, yeah. Now, when you come out there and start saying, if you get caught for tampering, not only does the player go back to the team, but you lose a first-round pick, trust me, nobody's going to tamper.
That's the old Detroit Pistons thing. Remember when they talked to Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Tampering. He went back, and they lost a first-round pick or something like that. So
if the NFL really wants to fix this problem, it's that easy because picks are highly regarded. Take away a first-round, even a second-round selection is gone. That's a starter. In today's NFL.
So let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a quick second. They have traded Desmond Ridder to the Arizona Cardinals for Rondale Moore, a very rare player-for-player deal with no picks involved here. But I'm going to talk about Atlanta and how great their offense looks right now.
I was about to say, Atlanta kind of made out in that deal. Rondale Moore was just kind of stuck out in the desert on a bad team. But now Think about this, David. He may become like the fourth option. So, yeah, you're going to get the third corner trying to cover Rondale Moore. Good luck with that.
Yeah, they got Moore. They got Mooney. They got Drake London. They got Pitts. They have Bijan Robinson.
So he may be the fifth option.
And look.
So he may get a linebacker.
And I mean, Rondale, let's not get carried away, but I'm with Rico in this regard. If your fourth receiver brings in 50 catches, 500, 600 yards, five or six TDs, I'm with Rico on this. Rondale Moore is never going to be the guy we saw that magical night against Ohio State.
No.
But
if that's your fourth or fifth best guy, you're living a good life.
I'll say it again, and maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment here. I feel like Atlanta got a hell of a lot better, and people don't want to admit it. The only thing that held them back from being a nightmare to deal with was just even acceptable quarterback play. Kirk Cousins is very much more than acceptable. They are a team that, yeah, I think they're going to be a pain in the ass.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Rico, we spoke too fast yesterday in the Football Today. We talked about you getting a linebacker, Eric Kendricks, for the 49ers.
Bastard.
Well, he changed his mind. He changed his mind and signed with Dallas instead.
Oh, man. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going back to the 90s now where you're stealing each other's free agents. I saw that. He's probably going to play a whole lot more in Dallas.
That's it.
Seriously,
yeah.
All joking aside, Dallas has not made any moves. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones woke up and said, whoa. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got to make a move. He went there. He was going to be Greenlaw's place filler. In Dallas, he's going to actually play. Put him in there, out there with Micah Parsons. It works. It fits. I don't like it, but I get it.
So let's close it out with this here because we're coming up close on the owners' meeting the end of March, and the Indianapolis Colts have proposed an NFL rule change to allow challenges on penalties in the final 2 minutes. Interesting note here is they weren't the only team to put their name on the proposal. The Detroit Lions also put their name on this proposal. Do you like the idea of being able to do that?
Anything that stops the game more, I'm done with. I understand locally there's a bias and a rightful one based on how you got screwed in Dallas. But guys, I can't do any more to 4-hour football games. I want to be able to watch it, evaluate what I just saw, celebrate or get angry, depending on what I've bet on, and move forward. Do you know what kills me? The play stoppages, and then by the time you figure out what happened, you're not even happy anymore.
See, here's the thing. No, it's not the play stoppages. It's the things that when I can see it on my TV, okay, that's the call. But you got all the 8 refs huddled around a cell phone trying to figure out what's going on. Hey, use those gigantic jumbotrons. Show everybody what they're watching because we're all watching it anyway. And it'll go a lot faster. I'm okay with getting a call right because there's no difference, Mike, between a game that lasts 3 hours and 50 minutes and a game that lasts 4 hours and 5 minutes. But they got the correct call. I'm okay with that.
I know my truth.
So.
And that is.
No. No.
Well, no, you can't do that without doing this.
Rumor has it, David, what do I always say?
Don't draft wide receivers?
No,
running backs?
No, wide receivers. You don't pay them.
Oh, you don't pay wide receivers.
You don't pay wide receivers, and it looks like the 49ers may be in that boat. Rumor has it, Brandon Ayuk and the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Niners and Jaguars are talking a trade to send him to go to be the main guy for your beloved quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
By the way, fun note. The Tennessee Titans didn't want to pay A.J. Brown. So they traded him, only to take A.J. Brown's money and hand it to Calvin Ridley a year later.
So
keep on keeping on, but Hillbilly City. My God. Ayuk's a stud.
No, I'm saying to Jacksonville.
Love it.
Win for them.
Stud.
Looks like Niners may get a second round pick.
Oh, 100%. Okay. He's a stud. I love him. And I think in Jacksonville's offense, where they're going to go more vertical, I love it, dude. But again, when is Jacksonville fixing their O-line?
Yeah, they may not get the ball to him because whatever. That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.